Walk and roll. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. How is a living creature like a wheel? That's the basis of an analysis by mechanical engineering professor Adrian Bajan at Duke University. He looked at the continuing evolution of human and animal movement, but with a wheel twist. Early wheel, solid stone, hole for an axle, heavy, the stresses of hitting the ground not evenly distributed. Subsequent generations of wheels on wagons and carriages became lighter and better at distributing stresses by using tens of spokes. Fast forward to today's racing bikes. Lightweight, strong, uniform stress distribution, but with only a few spokes needed to do the job. According to Bajan, it's the same in nature. Over millions of years, animals, including humans, developed the fewest spokes, or legs, to efficiently carry increasing body weight and height. Bajan says that we're really both a wheel and a vehicle for movement, a rolling body. Our two legs swinging back and forth act like one wheel with two spokes. Bajan believes these changes in wheel and animal movement are predictable according to his constructal theory of design. For a design to persist in time, it must evolve to move more freely through its environment. Understanding mobility in this context may be a wheel breakthrough. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.